set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Tuesday, as usual. Joining us in this time slot, Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy. I wanted to talk to you. I got a couple of people that keep contacting me about various projects that are being proposed and how to deal again with these planning commissions, zoning commission meetings, whether they should protest, whether they should just let them do their thing. People are still not getting this legal concept. So could you please update everybody and kind of explain the process to them again for us?
Yeah, it's important to remember throughout this entire thing that this is the entire reason why we're fighting back against Public Act 233. Because it is specifically designed to create confusion and create an avenue for a developer to go directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission and do an end around the local municipalities. Local unit of government is what they call it, right? So obviously, in order for Gretchen Whitmer to get to 100% renewable energy by 2040, they need a law that is going to allow the developers to do exactly that, because they know, the state knows, Michigan Public Service Commission knows that the locals don't want these things in their backyards. So they've created a law that allows the developer to go around the local unit of government. And this is what everybody's up in arms about. This is what we're upset about here in Otsego County. That's why we've started this lawsuit in Otsego County, soon another one in Sheboygan. The trick to the whole thing is this confusion. And the confusion is, why should we pass an application for a development for solar, wind, or battery when we don't want it? And that's what we're trying to get everybody to understand, is in order to challenge these things locally, we need to approve them locally. The way that it stands right now is if Sheboygan County denies an application for this quote-unquote solar park, that developer can then go right directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission, even though nobody, let's say 100% of the people in Sheboygan County, come out and say, we don't want this. We don't want this solar park, as they call it. That developer can still go directly to the state and still get that development cited in Grant Township in Sheboygan County. This is exactly opposite of what the Founding Fathers had intended. That's what makes everybody so upset. The confusion is passing it locally to challenge it in local court. We don't want these things to go to the Court of Claims, as we've seen one of these other cases with the 40-some counties that are suing the Michigan Public Service Commission. That's in the Court of Claims. That's a government court. We don't want to be anywhere near that. So we're advising everybody to have their local commissions pass applications so they can then be challenged locally by local residents in local court.
Got it. So basically, this is a legal strategy based on law, based on how the jurisdictions are assigned to lawsuits, and whether or not you want it kept at the local level or be introduced where it's going to end up going to a state tribunal downstate.
Yeah, then it gets even more conflicting than that, because so here in Otsego County, we didn't have what's called a compatible renewable energy ordinance, a CREO. You're going to hear that a lot. Sheboygan County has one. So there's new conflict. There's new conflict there. So
you got a different issue, different situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. We're going to stay on through the break with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab
you. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. That acronym again, I got a text message. What does the CREO stand for?
Compatible Renewable Energy Ordinance.
So it's an ordinance that is passed by local municipalities. Ian, this is basically done at the county level, correct?
Absolutely. So this is where I mentioned Otsego County had a solar ordinance from 2021 is what they used to pass this local application for this development in Otsego. I had mentioned in Sheboygan, they actually developed a CREO. Not many municipalities did, but they created a CREO up in Sheboygan County. So there's going to be a bit of a different case up in Sheboygan County because they saw this coming and decided to create a CREO. Otsego County doesn't have one. Now, there's also a case out there that says that, and in fact, in our case, the developer is actually saying that they don't need, the Otsego County doesn't need a CREO, even though it's stated in Public Act 233, even though they make an argument in when this legislation was put together, not necessarily Public Act 233, but when the Public Act 233 was all put together, they put a couple of things in there. And thankfully, the one good thing that they did put in there is if litigation is brought up, any court cases have to be finalized before the development can go through. So between a local challenge by the residents and what's coming down the pike with the federal government and removing funding for some of these developments or all of these developments, there's the good potential that we can hang out to dry these developers by slowing down the development process for them by going to court.
Got it. So this is not just going to be, here's an application, it gets put up on the agenda for a planning commission or zoning commission meeting, they approve it, and then they immediately start breaking ground, kind of like what they did over in Presque County. They approved it on like a, I forget, Tuesday, Wednesday night meeting. I was there. I spoke. 200 some people showed up in protest. They went ahead and passed it anyway. This was right after the Clean Energy Act of 2040 was passed. They met like the next day using that as the excuse to approve it. And then slam bam, thank you, man. They're clearing trees and they're doing earth moving and balancing the land and doing all kinds of stuff on this farmland over in Presque County. That's not what's happening if you use your tactics, is what you're saying.
Exactly right. There's only three ways that a developer can get to the Michigan Public Service Commission. And that's one is if the local unit of government, the planning commission, county, township, whatever, does not act on the developer's application within 120 days. If they deny the application, or if they create more restrictions than the five standards in Public Act 233. And that's essentially what happened here in Otsego County, is this solar ordinance from 2021 is actually more restrictive than the five standards set forth in Public Act 233. So they really stepped on it here in Otsego County. In Sheboygan, it may be a little bit different. Down in St. Clair County, DTE is suing the local unit of government because they have said that they don't want their development down there. So there is great judicial conflict throughout the state in at least half a dozen of these cases. And this is, again, what I'm saying. This is what I said this to Senator Eric Nesbitt when he was in my restaurant on Thursday. This is exactly what happens when you pass terrible laws. It was written by a bunch of insiders, and it's terrible for the local people. And that's ultimately what we want, is we want this thing ruled unconstitutional. We don't want funding taken away. I mean, of course we do. But we want, ultimately, the rule of law to be changed. So these types of developments can't do end-arounds to locals. That's what we want.
What was Eric Nesbitt, who is filed and running as an announced candidate for governor, Senate Minority Leader, what was his response to you?
He actually had some great questions. You know, he has put forth, with Michelle Hoytenga, I think, in the new energy policy. He actually had some great questions. He's been following it a little bit. He does have a farmer's background, so he understands the plight of the farmer and how they're sort of being targeted with this money because they're not farming their land anymore. So there's, you know, the farmer is kind of put in a pickle, if you will, between the developer and between the locals and this, that, and the other. So he actually had some good questions about the whole thing.
Well, the point of the matter is, and like you said, if they're not actively farming the farm anymore, the kids, the grandkids don't want to be farmers. They don't want to carry on the tradition of owning some of these farms. Like Eric's, I believe his is 5 or 6 generations. His mm-hmm. farm has been in his family. Well, if you're not actively farming, you're not, you know, producing beef, you're not producing milk, you're not, you know, selling crops, you're not doing anything as a real farmer, you still have property taxes.
Yes.
And these guys are saying, okay, if I'm going to save the farm, because that's basically their mentality, they've been brought up from great, great, great grandpa, whatever you got to do, you got to save the farm, you got to save the land, keep it in the family, because the farm is always the farm, it's always there for you guys. But if they can't afford the property taxes, they're almost forced to figure out other ways to create revenue.
That's just property tax. That's not inheritance tax. That's not, I mean, there's half a dozen different taxes that these folks have to deal with. And that's what I'm disappointed that nobody's really talking about, is why aren't we incentivizing farmers to get back to farming? Why are we incentivizing them to poison their soil?
Right.
That's what the biggest conversation that we're not having, or the next gubernatorial governor in this state needs to be talking about, is why are we targeting these people? Why are we not farming this land anymore? Why have we industrialized so much of our farming? And look what it's doing. You know, there's just so much of this conversation that's not actually being had. But I'm grateful that the conversations that we are having are being had. Gosh, I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and like you say, you were talking to a governor candidate. I mean, he's going to be on a debate stage with John James and these other guys. And this is a point of leadership. Elect me the next governor, and I will, as a farmer, a 5-6 family generation family farmer, I understand the plight of the farmers, but at the same time, we've got to start producing food. We got to start producing products. We have to actually get back to farming. Let's figure out a way to do that where we can incentivize that activity as opposed to them selling out or leasing their land for 20-year leases. You know, I was told the guy in Presque Isle, the gentleman farmer that was a former county commissioner, he had a 100-acre farm, and he got $1,000 an acre, $100,000 a year for 20 years. This guy has $2 million coming in from DTE over the leasing of that land for the next 20 years. And then, like you say, expansion, contraction of our temperature, our climate, those seals start breaking, all those components inside those solar panels start seeping into the underground water aquifers, we could end up actually poisoning the land.
Yeah, and one thing you're not even talking about here is the bill of goods that these farmers are selling to these leaseholders. Really, so what they do is they come in and they say, hey, this complex is going to create, let's say, 10,000 gigawatts. And they come in and they incentivize based on the gigawatt proposed output. So in Hayes Township, they went over and said, hey, you guys are going to make like $1 million a year based on what they propose that development will put out. Now, we know, obviously, we don't get that many sunny days here in Michigan. So what actually ends up happening is they don't end up creating the output that they promise to the farmers or to the leaseholders. So that $1 million that he's, or $2 million that guy thinks he's going to get could be much, much less than that, because they lied or they omit information when talking about the output of these developments. Then what happens? They sell it. These private equity firms realize they're not getting the output that they thought that they were going to get for a various number of reasons. Then they sell it. And then the next guy sells it. And then the next guy sells it. And all it is a commodity in somebody's portfolio for these people to buy and sell. That's what it is. That's why the locals don't want these things. We don't want these things in our backyards. I'm sorry. I'm a NIMBY. You can call me what you want. I don't care.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing that I want the listeners to understand Ian is basically a restaurant owner with two locations in Gaylord, one on Main Street, one on Old 27. And, you know, the thing of it is, this is all extracurricular activity for him. Having an attorney, going through these lawsuits, fighting the good fight for us. Basically, just go to the restaurants and have a meal. Tell your friends to go have a meal there. Because bottom line, Ian, you got to run a couple of restaurants.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, you know. And sometimes I forget about it too. What's crazy is all of this just stems from 2020. When people saw that somebody was willing to stand up and put themselves on the line for something, other people saw that and gave them a voice to stand up and say, hold on, wait a minute, something's not right here. That's been the case now for the last 5 years, where people come to me and say, hey, something's happening to me. I don't feel like it's right. Do you know somebody that can help? This is now the fifth case that has come to me through this kind of medium, where it's like, hey, I'm a property owner in Hayes Township. I'm being forced to sign these setback agreements by this developer. I feel like I'm being silenced if I sign this. You know, a guy over in Alpena, his architecture firm had Myosha coming down on him during COVID. That case is still ongoing. We have a teacher in Petoskey that was fired over vaccine mandates. That's an ongoing case. We've got a salon owner in Traverse City that put something on Facebook and then had the Department of Civil Rights trying to shut her business down for free speech on Facebook. These people come to me and say, hey, can you help? Who am I to say, nah, I got a restaurant to run?
Right. Well,
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's where you're at. But man, you only got so many hours in a day, brother. And that's why we appreciate you so much. And that's why we talk about it, have you on every Tuesday. But bottom line is, you know, people can help with legal defense funds. They can help by simply, you know, coming and supporting the restaurant. That keeps your employees going, helps you, you know, pay the bills and keep the lights on. But at the same time, realize that you're really a true patriot and standing up and fighting the good fight along with running your businesses. And I got to tell you, folks, it takes a lot to run a restaurant, number one, not only one, but two. And then on top of it is catering business and all the other activities you guys are involved in. I just want you to understand how much we truly appreciate everything you're doing for us.
Oh, I appreciate that greatly, man. Listen, honestly, it's what I feel like I owe, because people have supported us so much in the last 5 years and come out against so many things and have been so supportive. I feel like I owe it. I owe it to my community to stand up for these things, especially when some of them are so hot button. You know, COVID was such a hot button thing. And if we can make it through that, gosh, buddy, we can make it through just about anything, I think.
Amen. Well, again, you can go to the website, ironpigsmoke.com. You can contact them about the new pavilion site. It's available for any type of activity, event you'd like to have. Also, catering services, food at both locations. They even got their own bourbon now. So we're excited about that as well. So, all right, man, we greatly appreciate you. We'll let you go. Final thought real quick. I got about 10, 20 seconds for you.
Man, thank you so much. Just appreciate everything that you guys do. All your listeners, you guys have been so great. I love it when people come in and say, hey, Trucker Randy sent me. Absolutely love it.
All right, brother. Stay strong. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.